On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello there. Happy Wednesday. I'm George Adair. We just got done listening to Dave Ramsey yell quite a bit. And I made a joke. Dave Ramsey loves taking people out of debt. I like putting people in debt. But good debt. I like putting people in good debt. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. Well, I mean, you know, you've said it before. You have to have a place to live. And if you can start to build up some equity by buying a place and invest in yourself, I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, folks, someone's going to pay. You got to pay to live somewhere. So you're either going to pay for your own mortgage or somebody else's mortgage.
Right.
So the idea of debt is not necessarily always the bad idea. It's about managing your debt. And it's
right.
about making the right decisions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm always helping people make decisions, and I think usually they're the right ones. But then sometimes they come back to me and they go, oh, George, we racked up some credit card debt, and we need to manage that debt better. Well, they don't usually say it so eloquently. It's usually, oh, it's too expensive, and my interest rates are too high, and I'm right. cash flow poor every month. And then I take a look at it. And I do a total cost analysis of their complete debt load, their complete asset base, and we figure out how do we shuffle that around on a balance sheet, so to speak, mm-hmm. so that it's more affordable every month. I've talked about this a lot, Michelle, where someone who has $25,000 in credit card debt, that could cost them like $500 to $800 a month today. It's extremely expensive to pay that kind of debt on a monthly basis. And you tread in water.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows you can't tread water forever.
No, it's not going to work.
Eventually, your arms are going to give out.
Yep.
The bicycle legs are going to give out, right? And you're going to need a solution. So the solution often is, let's look at your home's equity. Let's look at what the market has done for you here, especially in Sonoma County and Marin and surrounding areas. We've done really well on home value. So we convert what we call equity, which is the difference between the value of your home and what you owe against your home. And we convert it into cash. You pull the money out and you refinance it with new debt at really great interest rates today.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay off the high consumer debt.
Right.
Right?
And you said the difference between paying like a credit card amount versus paying that on a home loan or refinance or remortgage
is hundreds a month. So you can be $600 to $800 a month in credit card debt for $25,000. And in mortgage debt, that's about $150.
Incredible.
It is pretty incredible. And it's just the way the amortization table works mm-hmm. on a 30-year fix compared to the way consumer debt is collected on a per daily basis. It's totally different calculation. Mm-hmm. And so you actually have a structured repayment schedule with mortgage debt that consumer debt just doesn't ever offer. Now, there are some loans that are structured. We call those installment loans, and those are good. I got to say, look, it's a great alternative to paying really high interest credit card debt is to get into a repayment of debt through an installment loan. But don't take the ones that come in the mail. You'd want to go to a credit union, or do you want to go to like an institution that's mm-hmm. going to offer you something under 6 or 7% and pay it off, say, in 2 or 3 years? You do not want to take one of those lending clubs or those, you know, those things you get in the mail under $35,000. Do not do those. Those are terrible. The APRs on those can be, you know, exorbitant, mm-hmm. very, very high.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of talk right now about recession.
I've seen it.
I got this really great article. And this is what I love about the press. And with present company excluded, of course, here at KSRO, we do a much better job of reporting the news than, say, some of the nationwide or even independent journalists out there that are just trying to get eyeballs, right?
Clicking.
They're trying to get clicks, and they're trying to get eyeballs. How about that for an eyeball? I'm showing a picture of a Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah.
And the headline is, new recession warning, the rich aren't spending. Now... This is a ridiculous article. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, it's interesting perspective, which is also I saw one that said today Warren Buffett is hoarding cash. Who really knows that Warren Buffett is hoarding cash?
Yeah,
come on.
Speculative.
Speculative indeed. But the concept that the rich are foreseeing a recession is interesting to follow, right? Because I think the fallacy here is, well, since they're rich, they make smart financial decisions, right?
Right.
Folks, let's not forget that the rich lost everything in the last great recession mm-hmm. when they were massive holders of debt backed by really bad mortgage securities.
Right.
Lots of rich people lost everything. So this article gives credit to the masses, the middle class of people that are still spending.
Mm-hmm.
that have great jobs and employment. We've got really low unemployment numbers nationwide, and especially locally. If you're a business owner right now or you're a manager, you're struggling to find talent. I know I've struggled. I've hired a couple of really great people in my office lately. But it's really challenging to find those great people because they got jobs already.
Right. And or if you're employed and you want a better job, it's so easy to find one right now.
It's so easy. I guess there's a new thing out there where employees are ghosting employers. That actually has happened to one of our offices.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, just offered the job and couldn't get a hold of her.
Wow.
Never showed up on her first day of work. Can you imagine where the economy is when the job market's so strong that people just ghost their new employer?
So, meh.
Well, the only reason they ghosted them is probably because the current employer offered that person more money.
Right.
Again, a sign of stability. Mm-hmm. So what do the numbers say? Michelle, I was reading an article that was on Realtor.com to source it, and it said about 2% of economists, strategists, whoever those are, maybe I'm a strategist, academics, definitely not an academic, policymakers believe that a recession will start this year. So in context, that's another 4 months.
Okay.
It seems pretty unlikely. It's possible, but it seems unlikely. However, 38% of 200 members of the National Association of Business Economics, those are probably some smart folks. Just ask them. They think it's going to be a recession. We're going to go to recession in 2020. So that's a third of this group of economics economists. And then about 25% of them said it'll be the following year, 2021. So what does that mean? Well, it means about a quarter to a third of smart people that study this stuff think we're going to hit a recession. I actually think we could as well. When you look at what's happening with the movement of money in the investment marketplace, what I mean by that is I just came up with this really broad global categorization, right? The investment marketplace. Well, that's people taking money from into their 401ks that go into hedge funds. It's people that have IRA money. It's people that are extremely wealthy in a global marketplace moving their money around. What do they do? What do I always talk about? So when there's instability, they put their money in bonds.
Right.
They take it out of unstable securities and they put it in bonds. We can see that that's really happening a lot right now. So what is that? What that translates to in the greater economic picture, the macroeconomics of the world is that there's some uncertainty that we might go into this recession. Germany also is now recession looming. Mm-hmm. They've now made those announcements. People are starting to pay attention to. Germany has one of the strongest economies in the world, especially in Europe. So how does it affect you?
Right, right. So what should we be doing? Do you worry about whether your house is going to lose all this equity? I mean, is this going to hit the housing market too?
Yeah, right. So many what ifs.
Yeah.
You know, last night I'd be lying to you if I didn't say I went on one of my investment websites and really considered pushing the sell button on my stocks. And I thought, you know what? That's probably not the right reaction because all we're doing is reading headlines. You've got to look at the data. And when I read this article, you know, that the rich aren't spending, well, let's think about that. They're spending. Their money's out there. They're just not maybe buying the high-level luxury items. There was, of course, this very famous car show and auction that happened down in Monterey. I think it was at Pebble Beach. It happens every year. And they say a lot of these multi-million dollar cars didn't end up selling. That's a sign of money not being spent out there. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Because they don't actually represent the major stimulus of the economy is driven by small business owners, the middle class. Taxes are paid a lot by the top 5%, but the general spending of the U.S. economy is by middle class people, and they're spending.
And people still have to buy, you know, not maybe a multi-million dollar car, but you have to buy a car when you need to buy a car.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You're gonna buy a car. You might keep your other car a little longer, but you're going to pay for it to get repaired.
Right.
You're going to keep putting money back into your local economy when you do that.
Right.
Well, it gets dangerous, and this is one of my concerns when I say, yes, I think we probably are heading towards recession, is people are spending outside of their means.
Right.
That means they're accruing debt. They're accruing credit card debt. They're taking on these installment loans. Some people are titling their cars. Foreclosure rates are starting to come up again.
Oh, okay.
So we're starting to see people live beyond their means. That's consumerism in excess. That's that's foolishness. That's people not budgeting for their world, their life. So don't be stupid and spend $500 extra a month on things you don't need if you are concerned about us going into recession, because that debt isn't going to go away with you going into the economy going into recession. But what could go away is your job.
Yeah.
And there's an old saying out there, Michelle, that do you know the difference between a recession and a depression?
No.
A recession is when your neighbor's out of a job.
Okay.
And a depression is when you're out of a job.
Okay.
So be mindful. That's what that means. Because the opportunity to lose your job increases when businesses start to struggle. Layoffs start to happen. You might see dual income households go down to single income households. They might get late on their rent. Then the rent can't pay the mortgage of the person who owns the house you live in. So that's the trickle-down economics of where a recession gets dangerous. Mm-hmm. So just be smart about how you spend your money right now. If you were thinking about going and getting a great deal on a car, maybe now is a better time at the end of the year when you can blow out versus buying one next 6 months when you know the prices are high for cars. So you've got to make some smart business economic decisions, but don't hit the panic button. I mean, we're not in this place of fear mongering, I don't think. But the headlines might tell you different.
They do, and I think it's always good. Like if you see one of those things, like read through the rest of the article. Don't just base it on just what that headline is, because I mean, even just knowing what a recession is.
I'm going to finish with exactly what you just said. The last paragraph of the article titled "The Rich Aren't Spending." Again, this was on CNBC. Daniel Acker. The last paragraph is "The middle class consumer, however, is being buoyed up by strong employment and a relatively stable housing market." There's lots of good things and strength in our economy. When we come back from our first break here, I'm going to go into some of the strengths of our housing market and talk about what interest rates are doing to help keep people in a strong position financially. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. In fact, we're closing purchase loans in as fast as 10 days on many of the programs we offer. The best part is our pre-approved buyers don't need a loan contingency in making their offer. That makes buyers look as good as cash. If you're applying for a home loan at your bank, ask them if they can close in 10 days with no loan contingency. I promise they can't. When you're buying a home, speed to close and a true loan approval are necessary to win the offer. How do we do it? Cross Country is a direct lender with amazing technology, experience, and a local presence. Our process is proven to help buyers win in this competitive housing market. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
"Everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events."
Now is the time when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Head to Vistaprint.com, and you can customize 500 cards starting at just $9.99. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to own the now. So head to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 8000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8000.
Consumer goods giant Procter & Gamble just reported its best fiscal sales growth in a decade, even though they cut back on overall ad spending in 2018. Here's what they did. Procter & Gamble nearly tripled its radio ad spend last year and is on a path to become the top radio advertiser this year. The good news is you don't need to be Procter & Gamble to create your own radio success story. Let us show you how. This is Kevin Wadlinger on behalf of our ASMG marketing team. Find us at SonomaMediaGroup.com.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Yes. Hey, I'm George Adair. This is KSRO. You can always catch us online at KSRO.com and stream it if you didn't catch it on the radio waves of both the FM and AM channel, 94.5, 103.5 FM. We have our podcast there, and that's an important place to go check out some of these shows in case you miss a part of them. You know, we catch people on their lunch break. I think we get people zooming to and from.
Exactly.
You get like the listeners going, "Oh, I got to get into work." Yeah. That's the rest of what he said.
And if, George, people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, you know, people can always get me at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100 is going to put you into my office. Mm-hmm. It's not the radio line. And we can have a one-on-one consultation. We can talk about your economic circumstances, what's happening in your world, what are your goals. If you want to buy a house or if you want to get into an investment strategy of buying more houses, if you want to figure out how to get cash, I talk to people all the time about those things. And there's no obligation. There's no cost. Mm-hmm. We talk.
Yeah.
And then we work out a plan. And then if you decide to move forward, then we get into the whole process of appraisal and disclosures and underwriting. And I'll walk you through how we do that. As a local lender, though, we really do well on speed. Get people in and out of the loan process pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
We're closing people's purchase loans in 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah, our pre-approved buyers are closing in 10 days. And that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Your local bank's not doing that, folks. Just,
no.
Just so you know. And, you know, I have a license. I'm licensed with the National Mortgage Licensing System. I'm also a real estate broker. And I think that all has relevance to today's world because I have a global perspective on what people's needs are. And unfortunately, there's some bad actors out there. I just learned of one that was promoting themselves as a loan officer, and they don't have an NMLS license. They're a real estate broker, but they're a little behind the times. See, the SAFE Act back in 2008 says you have to have an NMLS license to do loans.
Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if you're just a real estate broker anymore. That's if you want to do residential loans that people live in.
Right.
For property they live in. If you want to go do commercial loans or you want to get work for a bank, you don't have to have a license. You just have to be registered at a bank with an NMLS. So we have all those designations in my office, and it means something. It
right.
really does.
Right.
So again, if you want to come talk to me, have a one-on-one consultation or a one-on-two for two people in a household and you want to figure it out, you can always get me at 707-583-8100. Go to georgiadare.com. Georgiadare.com will get you where you can type in some info and learn more about us and see what people in the future look like. That's bald with no hair. That's what I look like.
You're so silly.
I am silly.
So all of these sort of requirements and things that happened to the mortgage and real estate industry mm-hmm. in the last recession,
yep.
are those going to be to our benefit?
They're the saving grace of the next recession.
Yeah.
See, the last recession was so bad that it essentially wiped out an entire industry of mortgage lending and was propped up by government backed securities mm-hmm. and new licensing requirements. A lot of people flushed out of the mortgage industry and didn't come back. Unfortunately, some did come back, and there's still some bad actors mm-hmm. out there. There's a lot of good people that left the industry as well. I don't want to say they were all bad. There's a lot of people that just through the circumstances couldn't make it.
Right.
So today we have a much more refined group of mortgage originators that are mostly for the better majority of them are licensed or at least registered with NMLS. They're supposed to have a higher level expertise and education and certification. And so we also don't have all these wholesale companies offering really crummy loans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, about 385 banks in total went out, and a lot of them were subprime lenders. Names like New Century, Argent, Long Beach. You know, these are names that people are right now shuddering when they hear, going, I hated that company because they wouldn't modify my mortgage. Right, because they offered you a really crummy mortgage to start with. And, you know, and those were the times. Today, the times are different. So the next recession, there will be one, folks. I don't know if it's in the next 6 months to 3 years. I don't know. I think it's probably coming. But when it does happen, it might be 5 years from now, the impact on the local economy and the greater economy will be completely different than it was in 2007 through 2008 and 2009.
Okay.
Those times have passed because today you can't have the same collapse of a financial system like we did before. There's people that disagree with me, and they have bunkers, and they have heavy in silver and gold, bullion, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing great when you look at the overall investment strategy of doing that, but they feel good when they go to sleep at night with a pistol under their pillow. I'm not the person that thinks the sky is falling, and I'm certainly not Chicken Little talking mm-hmm. about it. Today's show was really just a matter of trying to give people some insight, but not to scare people.
Right.
I think things are going to be okay. I think that what happened before in the recession of a decade ago will not happen again in our – probably not even our lifetime. Not that kind of recession.
Okay. What about recessions being a time for opportunity?
Yeah. You know why all those rich people are sitting on their cash?
Because they're waiting.
They're waiting. And then I think I saw you said something about the millennials are waiting for the next recession.
I did. I saw a meme online, and it had this younger person sort of peeking around a tree, sort of with their hands together in anticipation, thinking millennials be waiting for the next recession. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they are. It's not going to quite create that kind of opportunity that we saw before. We won't see 40% decline in home prices.
Okay.
But home prices will probably be fairly flat, frankly, because the demand for homes is still exceeding the supply of homes. And so the recession has nothing to do with supply and demand of real estate inventory. It has some things to do with inflation, but it also has a lot to do with what's happening in the global markets with the cost of goods and tariffs and things like that. That's really what's going to affect our potential for recession in people's pocketbooks. So home prices will not, there's not going to be an opportunity to go buy more houses.
Right.
Not in an area you want to, right? However, the cash can be spent to maybe buy businesses, to buy into commercial property because businesses might be failing and then there'll be opportunities to buy commercial. Okay. Commercial is definitely more rates recession sensitive than residential. Because businesses, I've moved my businesses around 10 times over the last 15 years. Businesses move and create vacancy, and vacancy gets dangerous. So there's opportunity in the commercial markets, I think, from a recession, and also in the business acquisition market, M&A, mergers and acquisitions. Good time to do that.
Okay.
The unfortunate downside to most recessions is people start to lose their jobs. So that's what we have to be aware of as a group, as a community, is what are we doing to help stimulate our local economy, because recession is a national problem, but Sonoma County is a strong local economy. And as long as we can keep our employees here and not keep letting them, but giving them reason to leave, because it's frustrating. We have a workforce, an entire workforce that continues to leave.
Right.
We'll be okay. We need talented people here doing good work. Hospitality, of course, is strong. But the areas that are going to always be challenging will be money for consumer goods. Wine industry could be impacted because people might not want to buy an $80 bottle of wine. Mm. They might only go back down to the $10 to $15 of bottles of wine. So that's where money can kind of start to leave, I think, our local market. But I think housing is going to maintain.
Right. And also the fact that in 2017, we had a horrific impact to our local economy and lost so much housing. So in terms of housing prices going down and having those sweet deals being available, I don't know if that would really happen here locally.
We have a microeconomy that is completely shaken up and different and is different than other marketplaces. And so the general consensus that I've been reading about in a recession is that it would not be a major recession. It would be mild. And I think that means that Sonoma County would do okay. And it just means be smart. Between now and the next couple of years, don't keep incurring more and more consumer debt.
Right.
Don't wait to refinance. I haven't even talked about that. And that's my primary business these days, of course, with Cross Country Mortgage, is how do you take your house and leverage it so that you have more freedom in your monthly cash flow. I'm working on proposing a refinance to somebody today. She's actually a listener of the show, and she's going to be excited to see that the result of the refinance is going to be almost $2,100 a month in savings.
Wow, that's intense.
Yeah, and her mortgage payment stays flat.
Wow.
So she's going to get rid of all this consumer debt, and I'm excited to have that conversation with her. That's a common thing I'm seeing today is how do we take equity out of your house and put more cash back into your bank by paying off consumer debt. And when you have lower consumer debt, how much money you make and how much you can afford for your basics is less impacted, right?
Right, for sure.
The old adage, borrow from Peter to pay Paul is millennia old, right? And it's very relevant today. Very relevant. If you're buying your groceries on a credit card and you're talking yourself into you're doing it because you want the points, and then you get your statement, but you didn't pay it all off that month, what'd you do? Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
You charged up with credit card debt for basic essentials. Don't do that right now. Use your debit card. Use cash. interesting stats on the way. Have you heard about the stats of using cash at a grocery store?
No.
Oh, it's like crazy. If you go to buy your groceries with cash, they say you spend like 50% less money because you got the cash and you only have so much.
Oh, because
you got a budget.
Psychologically, you don't spend as much because you are thinking about the cash in your hand.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Pass a $100 bill over the counter to a cashier and she takes it from you. He or she takes it from you. That's a way different feeling than putting your debit card smart chip into it. It makes everyone go, oh, I just gave the person $100.
Yeah.
You might rethink whether or not you bought the New York steak or the tri-tip, right?
Right.
So, you know, be smart on spending.
I love that.
These are the kind of conversations I have with people. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about my job is I get to help people plan out where they're headed.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, if you want to have that type of conversation with me, you can always reach me at 707-583-8100. I'll help you through some really challenging conversations. Maybe you're going through divorce. Maybe you're exploring the idea of buying the house you rent. Maybe you're wanting to help buy a property with somebody else in your family. That's a lot of things. A lot of things are coming together with family members buying together. I can help you through all those things. And you can always get more information by going to my website, which is georgiadare.com, georgiadare.com. You can Google me too. We've got lots of cool things we do out there, KSRO related as well. And we'll talk about your strategy. We'll talk about what do you owe on your house, or we'll talk about what do you want to owe on your house. A lot of people are really miffed. They don't really have any idea that their payment is almost the same as rent in situations where they're buying something here in Sonoma County. Rent's so high.
It's so high.
So we'll talk about all those strategies and more. And again, this show's every Wednesday at noon. If you missed it, you can go to ksro.com and catch a podcast. I think we're wrapping it up.
Yep.
I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon. Until then, be good. See ya.